This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, car sales as a guide to what Americans believe. First, though, Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, has stirred heated debate over the role of Jews in the death of Jesus. It raises the century-old question, who killed Christ? To help us sort out the different answers to that question, Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Slate contributor Stephen Waldman, who's editor of BeliefNet.com. Stephen says part of the debate comes from the difference between how two Gospels describe the crucifixion.
It all comes down, in a way, to the word "the." In Mark, it's clear that Jews are partially responsible for Jesus' death, specifically the high priests who were Jewish. In John, it's the Jews who were responsible for Jesus' death. And obviously that's a world of difference, because the problem over the subsequent few thousand years was generalizing the guilt to the entire population of Jews. And it was really the Gospel of John that started us on our way down that path.
Well, could it be a matter of translation when it came to translating Mark into the various different Gospels? Was it just an omission, or was it an error in translation?
We don't really know, but it's also, some argue that even Mark was based on particular agendas at that moment. I think it is interesting that one of the non-biblical historical sources, the works of the Jewish historian Josephus, do indicate that there was that Jesus was convicted in part on the basis of accusations from Jewish leaders. One way of looking at this is that Jews may want to concede that there is a possibility that some Jews were involved in the death of Jesus, and that Christians should concede the possibility that the Bible is not a historically accurate document in all ways, and that it was shaped in part by political agendas.
Give us, if you will, the historical context of what was happening at the time when these texts were being written.
Well, it actually differs depending on which text you talk about, but basically you had this small but growing group of Jews and then Christians who were fighting kind of a two-front war. One was against Roman oppression, and the other was assaults from Jewish leaders. So to some extent, the Gospels were written as a way of trying to appeal to non-Jews, and there's some argument that they might have gone soft on the Roman depiction because they were at that point trying to curry more favor or less hostility.
You say that this should start some dialogue between Christians and Jews if people realize that this is not a literal document, but in fact many Christians believe that the Bible is a literal document, that every word in it is true. So for them, can you argue the point?
Well, for them, you're right. They're not going to be persuaded by the idea that it may not be a historically accurate document. For them, however, there's something else that should help with an interfaith dialogue, which is that theologically, they usually believe that Jesus died for all of our sins. The answer to the question of who killed Jesus is we all did. And so theologically, they really have no reason to blame Jews.
Well, in watching The Passion, Mel Gibson's movie, how is that portrayed? We've heard all this talk that, in fact, he is portraying Jews as the people who killed Jesus Christ. But he has said that his film is not anti-Semitic because, as you say, he takes the view that all of humanity is responsible for Jesus' death. So how does he get around this in the film itself?
Well, the problem is it's hard to depict all of humanity visually as a culprit in a crime. And so when you're talking about an actual movie with characters and plot, you choose individuals, and the individuals he's chosen to be the villains are the Jewish high priests, which is not inconsistent with the Bible, but it doesn't exactly go to that point of we're all responsible for Jesus' death.
Stephen Waldman is the editor of BeliefNet.com. You'll find his article on Who Killed Jesus at Slate.com. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.